Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Now, Jude ends up moving on to saying that only men and angels are going to be judged in the book of Jude for being false teachers, but he gets on to specific examples of practice that people do. He brings up in verse 7, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and persuaded unnatural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. So what you end up seeing here is that it's not just the teaching of false things, but there will be a judgment for the things that people do. In the case of Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, there is a judgment coming, and that judgment is to act as a warning to us. Remember, Jude said in the beginning, in verse 5, that everyone fully understands these things. He's going to make that point again later, but what you end up seeing when it comes to false teachers is that they're not just false in their teaching. Often you'll see that it works out in their behavior. You will see that people will do things to satisfy their own flesh. Jude's going to get to that in a few verses, but this is something to notice with false teachers. They are looking to satisfy their own flesh. This is a judgment that happened with Sodom and Gomorrah, will happen with plenty of others when they stand before God. So what to look for to spot a false teacher? You'll often see, like Sodom and Gomorrah, they're looking to satisfy their flesh and pervert things that God has ordained for proper use to be improper.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.